Locker room chats continuing tonight on KNCA. We got midseason basketball tournaments on the horizon. We're joined now by Troy girls coach. That is Derek Jasper. Always appreciate it. And it's brought to you by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts as well. Well, coach, again, you guys are playing some good ball and two more wins to kind of dissect since we last spoke a week ago. Let's start with the big win, Atchison County, on Friday night, as again, you take care of business against the Tigers.
Yeah, you know, a team that's struggling, don't have a lot of talent. They do have Madison Martin back, so she's a big, tall post player that they used in helping to break our press early and scored a couple buckets against us, but she's still struggling a little bit with her knee. But, you know, a game that was kind of over, you know, before it started, we jumped out quick. Harper Westheim had a huge first half and then didn't play after halftime, 23 points, 14 steals, and 8 assists. Whew. Haley Groff with 16 points that night. Nicole Judd with 9, Allison Grable with 11. So, you know, got some players some confidence, I hope. Harper did a good job sharing the ball while she was in and got some other players involved. So a really good road win down in Effingham. We haven't been down to their gym for a long time, and credit to their band. They got one of the best bands around. So there you go.
There you go. Hey, do you think Harper Westheim needs to be arrested for thievery?
She's had she picked some pockets that night for sure, but yeah, it was good.
Haley Groff, I know she's been giving you good minutes. You mentioned 16. Groff had 11 again for you in the win against McLouth on Tuesday. Harper only playing the first half, finishing with 23. So you kind of build on that momentum against Atchison County and carried that over Tuesday night against McLouth.
Yeah, another team that's, you know, struggling a little bit, and we played, you know, those two teams back to back, which is fine. You know, a couple of stress-free games are okay because I think our schedule's been really hard and it's going to be hard the rest of the way. So, you know, a couple of stress-free games were nice for our girls, hopefully build a little confidence. To talk a little bit about Allison Grable having double digits in both those games, and Nicole Judd hit 3 threes in both of those games, so 3 apiece. So, we get some confidence there. That'll help us here down the stretch. So, glad those games are over, but, We came out and did what we needed to do in those games, so that was good.
All right, Coach, you get two more games this week, so it's a busy stretch here. It starts with Axtell Thursday night on the road. You'll piggyback that with a road trip to Morehill Mounts Academy on Friday. So, you know, you talk about coming off two big wins against two teams that are struggling right now, just trying to find something. Axtell and Morehill, that's kind of the opposite. These are two really good teams you're going to see both on the road back-to-back this week.
Yeah, very good, and not ideal to play them back to back with no practice in between to prepare for Morehill, but with Keisha adding the extra games, a lot of people are doing this, playing Thursday, Friday, or playing Monday, Tuesday, and you know, you do take away a prep practice before you play that next opponent, but both of those being on the road is going to be super difficult, probably a late night coming home from Axtell and then turn around to go and go into Ashton the next night to play you know, a tough league foe in Morehill. So not ideal. Axtell saw this coming a couple years ago when they were on the upswing, you know, and here they are. They've got some this sophomore class they've kind of been waiting on, and man, I looked at their schedule last night. They've only lost two games, like by 4 to Valley Heights, maybe by 4 or 5 to Lynn. So wow, they're going to be right in the mix of that tough, man. That TVL girls side is incredibly tough, and Axtell will be right in the mix with that. And then Morehill, I picked to win our league this year. You know, I know a lot of people still picked us just because we had Harper, but that was crazy that they did. But Morehill, I picked to win the league. They've had three really, really good players, two really like all state caliber players, another really good player. So going down there is going to be very difficult. And both games, rebounding is going to be so key. If we get beat up on the glass, and you know, in both of those games, we're not going to have much of a chance to win. And that's a major, major concern because both those teams have some size and athleticism in the post player area, so we'll have to really compete on the glass.
Finally, so after this two-game stretch Thursday, Friday, we hit the midseason tournament next week. Bracket is out for the 12th annual Thunder Classic. You guys draw Marysville in the first round with that game on Tuesday night. So just your thoughts on that field, just kind of how it shapes up when you go out to Seneca next week for that midseason tournament.
Yeah, really, really tough. I mean, gosh, a lot of bigger schools in that, you know, which is fine. It's okay to play those bigger schools. But sometimes they have deceiving records, like Marysville. I don't know anything about them. I know they've lost some games, but they've played a murderous schedule. So We'll worry about them after Friday night's game, kind of start getting ready for that tournament. It'll be a fun tournament. They do a three-point contest and, you know, have a tournament team and things like that. Really good atmosphere, you know, out at Seneca at Nemo Hall Central. So this will be our first trip there, as the Hiawatha Girls Tournament has kind of dwarfed into that Boys Thunder Classic too. So now it's the boys and girls side. So be a busy week with our boys and girls both playing. And so I'm kind of excited to see what happens there.
You better put Harper Wettstein in the three-point contest.
I think she'll be on the list.
That is Derek Jasper, Troy girls basketball coach. Again, a couple big wins against Atchison County and McLouth, but a tough stretch Thursday, Friday. Both games on the road. They'll get Axtell Thursday, Moore Hill Mounts Academy Friday, and then Marysville in the first round of the Thunder Classic in Seneca on Tuesday next week. Coach, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you in the middle of that tournament next week.
All right. I appreciate it, Brandon. Take care.